So, it's batch number 3 of local news and features. We have 4 more stories. It's myself, Andy, to reading for you, Update Talking News Stoke. And my headlines are undefeated North Staffordshire boxer is hoping to become county's next champion, and a vibrant mural unveiled in proud North Staffordshire market town. Anuta's stories are...
Well, they say when one door closes, another one opens. And I have the Stoke-on-Trent creche, which is unfortunately closing after 17 years, and the parents are not happy about it. And the other one is a traditional Stoke-on-Trent pub reopens for the first time since COVID.
Well, I think a pub sounds a bit more exciting, doesn't it? Okay, so my opening story is undefeated North Staffordshire boxer is hoping to become county's next champion. An undefeated North Staffordshire boxer is set to take on the biggest test of his career next week. Carl Davis of Werrington is hoping to become the county's latest professional champion boxer. The 24-year-old began his impressive career in 2022, having since secured 10 victories with 0 defeats, ending 60% of his matches via a knockout. Now the rising star is hoping to add another win to his record in a light heavyweight bout this weekend at Bowler's Exhibition Centre in Trafford Park. He'll be facing off against Aaron Bird, a slick-seasoned opponent with an equally imposing record of 7 victories with 0 defeats, and the winner of the high-stakes bust-up will emerge with both the IBO light heavyweight European title and the light heavyweight silver Commonwealth title. Davies has owned his fighting skills at Longton's Bluebird Boxing Club under the watchful eye of manager and trainer Joe Eccleston. This fight is a major step up and a massive opportunity, explained Joe. Carl's ready. He's trained for the moment for his entire life, and this weekend he'll prove he belongs to at the top. The night will also feature an undercard filled with emerging talent. Tickets for the event entitled The City That Never Sleeps start from £50, with ringside seats costing £80. You can also live stream the event on lounges.tv. So over to Uta, who's going to do the next story for us in batch 3.
It's about the creche closing after 17 years. Well, a Stoke-on-Trent creche has announced its closure following 17 years of operation. The service, run by Chell Area Family Action Group, provided a low-cost creche for countless families across the city 4 days a week. Lack of sustainable funding and how difficult it is to secure has been blamed for the closure. Previously, the creche cost families just £1 per hour. If it were to continue in its current form, that cost would skyrocket to £6 per hour. The creche ran throughout the week, excluding Wednesdays, between 9:30 and 12:30 p.m. and allowed new parents respite for a few hours, which has been described as vital. The centre also offered an affordable nursery, which they are expanding. This is due to recent funding from Stoke-on-Trent City Council. The expanded nursery offering will accommodate children 0 to 5, and renovations are currently underway for a new baby room. The new offering will be available from September 2025. However, short-term placement during the school holidays will be available. However, concerns have been raised over the closure and the impact it will have on vulnerable families across Stoke-on-Trent. Parent Shakira Stradwick-Sheldon commented, "I just think it's a tragedy because a lot of people use it in the area. There are people pregnant who are planning to use it, and it just gives children who aren't in nursery, who can't afford nursery, they are available or they are able to go in a nursery environment very cheap. It gives the mothers rest as well, which is lovely. There are quite a few of us who are quite upset about it. We wish it could be funded or funded from somewhere else, but it's a travesty because they're cutting all these services in the most deprived parts of Stoke." Chell Area Family Action Group statement in full now. After 17 years of dedicated service as one of CAFAG's first community initiatives, our creche has now come to an end. Gratefully funded by children in need for the past decade, this cherished program has supported countless families across Chell, Fegheys and wider Stoke-on-Trent. From its earliest days, The creche offered vital respite and enrichment, helping new mums and dads find a moment for themselves, whether through a gym session to support well-being or a quiet hour in our cafe to focus on work or study, all while their children were cared for by our qualified early year staff and incredible volunteers. For many, it was a lifeline. Children in our creche received nurturing care from birth, building foundational motor, social and communication skills, especially crucial for those from deprived or struggling families. Many of these children went on to our nursery from age 2, then into youth clubs and have remained part of our family, some even returning as volunteers in their later years. As a community hub, CAFAG provides wraparound support across generations, from birth through to older adults, with services that include our charity shop, gym, social clubs, well-being programs and vibrant events. The loss of the creche is deeply felt by all of us, but it comes at a time when sustainable funding has grown increasingly difficult to secure. However, with challenge comes opportunity. Thanks to recent funding from Stoke-on-Trent City Council, our Ofsted registered nursery, rated good, is expanding to accommodate children aged 0 to 5 from September 2025. Renovations are now underway to create a new baby room for children aged 9 months and more, offering a mix of free and private nursery placements. This expansion allows us to continue delivering high-quality early years provision, but we recognize it may not reach every family who once depend on our creche. To help bridge this gap, we also aim to provide a pop-up creche service during school holidays through HAF funding, ensuring short-term support remains available. We are always seeking founders, donors and volunteers to help us continue our work across the city. The impact of the creche's closure has been emotional and for some distressing, a reflection of how vital this service truly was. We thank all who have supported us over the years and continue to stand by our mission to empower every generation so our community can thrive. Now over to you, Timbo.
Many thanks. So my final story for you now is in batch number 3, that is vibrant mural unveiled in proud North Staffordshire market town. A vibrant new mural has been unveiled in Newcastle-under-Lyme, paying tribute to the town's rich market heritage. The artwork is found in Hassell Street on the side of Nail Essence, forming a colourful gateway to the Stones Market. Commissioned by Newcastle-under-Lyme Borough Council and Newcastle-under-Lyme BID, the mural is the latest addition to the town centre's public art. Working closely with lead artist Rob Fenton, the project team explored the Brampton Museum archives, selecting a series of historic photographs that captured the life and evolution of the market through the ages. These images provided the inspiration for the mural's final design, reflecting how the market has changed while remaining a much-loved part of the town story. One particularly striking image that shaped the design was taken during the town's octocentenary celebrations in 1973, capturing the vibrant hustle and bustle of market life. Featured prominently in the image were the Broom Brothers, well-known greengrocers on the Stones at the time, who are now immortalised in the mural. The mural was brought to life on site by lead artist Rob Fenton, assisted by fellow artist Ethan Lemon. Rob said the project has been a real joy to work on. Exploring the archives with the team and seeing the history of the market was incredibly inspiring. We wanted to create something that not only honoured the past, but also added colour, positivity and pride to the town today. Large-scale murals like this make art accessible for everyone, bring heritage to life and transform public spaces into something that people can connect with. So over to Uta, who's going to read the final story for us in batch number 3.
Okay, and it's about a traditional Stoke-on-Trent pub, which reopens for the first time since COVID. Businessman Steve Burke bought a Stoke-on-Trent pub after reading it was up for sale in the Sentinel and Stoke-on-Trent Live. The 63-year-old went to look at the Vine in Naylor Street, Pitshill, and knew straight away he would buy the pub. Now he and three business partners have reopened the iconic pub, which closed during the coronavirus pandemic, with his partner Lisa Combs, the landlady. Steve, who runs Interplan Investments, said, "When I saw it advertised, I headed straight to it. As soon as I walked down the corridor, I knew I was having it. I had never drunk in the pub before, but I'm a real ale fanatic. You can't beat these old pubs. They are closing down every week." The investment company owns the property as an investment and rents out to the Vine at Pitshill Limited for £1 a year peppercorn rent. "We are not tied to any brewery. This is a real traditional local pub. Most of the customers are from the immediate vicinity. We did not re-advertise. We had reopened. It is the community we want to serve." Steve said the pub will be keeping its separate rooms, which include a bar and a games room. And the pub also has a beer garden at the back, and Steve plans to create a parking area too. He said, "We are looking for ladies and gents darts teams, and we'll have a dominoes team and a cribbage team. We would like to sponsor a football team, which would use the pub after their matches. At the moment, it is just the four partners working here, but we will be taking on a couple of bar staff, as we all have our own businesses. Whatever we make will go back into the building. It is great that we can own a piece of history and keep it. This pub won't be sold as anything other than a pub." Despite the Vine remaining a traditional pub, Steve said they will be putting on a karaoke event once a month due to popular demand. He said once a month on a Saturday we will have a barbecue in the summer at 3 p.m. from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Oh, they will have a barbecue in the summer at 3 p.m. and then later on from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. we will do the karaoke, but only once a month. And the pub sells a range of beers, lagers and ciders. Steve said, "We'll sell Bass. That will always be on in the pub. We have two hand-pull guest beers and we will use only local breweries. We are not going to do food." He added, "We are non-swearing pub. We want to try and utilize the pub during the day and when it's closed. We have 30-odd walkers coming in one day next month. It is a great community. And there are some cracking people around here. Customers are pleased the pub has reopened." Andy McGough, aged 63 of Tunstall, said, "I love the Boozer. I'm pleased it has reopened. They have done a terrific job with it." And Bob Clutton, aged 70 of Tunstall, added, "I was extremely sad when it closed down. I'm so pleased it has reopened. It has retained its own character and it has been sympathetically upgraded. The Vine is open from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday to Thursday and from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Friday. Then 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday and 12 noon to 10:30 p.m. on Sunday." And this is the end of my story.